from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyana police use tear gas to disperse demonstrators in Georgetown. Human Rights Court orders Trinidad and Tobago government to hold off on planned executions. And the British government moves to improve direct relations with the Caribbean. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Police in Guyana today used tear gas to disperse hundreds of demonstrators in the capital, Georgetown. The crowd had defied a police order to disperse. As Colin Smith reports, there are fears of a possible return to the violent demonstrations of December and January after disputed general elections.
For the second consecutive day, crowds of protesters marched through the streets of Georgetown, shouting anti-government slogans. They also carried placards alleging government-sanctioned discrimination in various institutions and claiming that last December's elections were rigged. Yesterday, the police easily dispersed the marchers. This morning, as soon as they left their assembly point, the police were again able to disperse them. The marchers, however, managed to reassemble in their hundreds in the center of the city when the police resorted to the use of tear gas to disperse them. Several persons were arrested. A baby who was nearby is reported to have been seriously injured, and at least one major department store had some of its windows broken. None of the political parties have sanctioned this new wave of demonstrations. Observers, however, feel that it is significant that many of the demonstrators wore the same jerseys distributed by the opposition People's National Congress for their post-election protests last December and January. This new wave of unrest also comes days after the PNC executives announced the collapse of post-audit talks with the ruling People's Progressive Party and the suggestion by the PNC that their protests will now have to be taken to a higher level. Colin Smith in Georgetown, Guyana, for BBC Caribbean Report.